Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your plans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio, Thursday edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey, Billy, the gang is all here as we head towards the bye week in football. But a massive basketball matchup outside the conference on Saturday. And as Houston has already tweeted, we're not Memphis, Kentucky, or LSU on the hardwood.
AKA teams that have lost this week.
Yep.
Or Florida.
Oh, Florida. Man, I could have gone had more ammo, and I saved it.
You did. There's been, I don't know. People say this every year, I feel like, in the NCAA tournament. They're like, oh, these mid-major teams, they just... You know, these guys, they play AAU together so long, and they're just not intimidated anymore. I feel like this year, I don't know if it's just because I'm paying more attention to it, because Tennessee has now become a basketball school. Maybe, you know, a couple years ago, it's just like, yeah, basketball. You know, wake me up halfway through the SEC schedule. Let's see if we can make the tournament. But now I'm like, basketball, baby. Who's playing tonight? VCU, slight favorite at home against Will Wade in his return. FBI uniforms.
Number
are you kidding
23
me?
Ranked LSU on the road.
I know. Overrated.
I thought you said they were underdogs, though.
Well, I mean, the polls are overrated because they're underdogs to a non-ranked team, which the line was, I think, almost perfect.
Right.
I don't remember what the final was, but it was only like 2 points, right? They had a
VCU by three, I believe. Two or three.
I was going to say right now, based off AP votes, the Tennessee Volunteers would come in at 30th.
Uh-huh.
So if you do beat Washington, I believe they are sitting as the 20th ranked team in the country. That will jolt you into the top 25.
Let's go.
VCU.
It's my computer. I'll do whatever I want to it. Thank you.
I mean, you've already destroyed one computer on this show.
Was coffee. This thing's tough. It can handle this.
I don't know. Just worry about it over there.
VCU won 84-82.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. KenPom has LSU ranked as the 36th best team, so he wasn't as high on them.
Yep.
And VCU as the 37th best team.
Oh.
And so I bet KenPom had VCU winning. Actually, no, he didn't. Because I checked that.
He didn't give him the home court?
Very close, though. Mm-hmm.
All the guys in the FBI jackets didn't sway KenPom to
think
VCU?
I want to say KenPom had VCU by one. Because the line was like 2.5, which was perfect. I mean, LSU, did you watch it? Like, down the stretch, I watched just the tail end of it. Because when I turned on the TV, I noticed how close the score was. And LSU's, like, late game decision making, like, what they were trying to do was just awful. I mean, they were in a... They were
young
down,
team.
They were down one, and they just went ISO. Guy missed a shot. VCU goes the other end. They fouled. VCU goes the other end with like 4 seconds left. Dude misses his first free throw, makes a second, which is the worst thing to do when you're up one, is to make it a two-point game, but make the second one, letting them inbound the ball. So they're probably going to take a three anyway. And the LSU tried to go like all the way to the basket, and he just lost it out of bounds. That was it.
You hate to see it.
And the VCU crowd, I mean, they were fired up.
As they should be. Not only because you're welcoming in a coach who, well, probably cheats his rear end off, but he was your guy before.
He didn't, like, get them on probation or anything, though, right? I was trying to remember.
I don't believe so.
No, because they like basketball there, so they have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
They have infrastructure.
Gotcha.
LSU did not have infrastructure. They might have developed it since.
They just had a guy named Will Wade saying, I made a strong-ass offer. Let me close the door.
It's weird that Smart was the only player that came back from last year's team, too. Like, I wonder if that was part of the strong-ass offer. Was like, the dollar amount's good, but we need at least 2 years from you, buddy.
They've got another guy, right?
Yeah, Skylar Mays is back.
Yeah, Skylar Mays.
Yeah, but he's the one that was, he did have a good night last night, but he wasn't as good as Smart was last year.
He missed that shot and fumbled the ball out of bounds. Like, that's who they were trying to go to late.
Mays?
Yeah, he was their guy.
She just let Smart drive to. Man, by the way, Smart. His shorts?
Oh, that's the new thing now.
Yeah, in the women's game.
No.
That's what Wiseman does that too, doesn't he?
Are they rolling them up from
the
bottom?
No, it's not Wiseman.
It's Lester.
It's the other Memphis guy.
I don't know his last name.
But yeah, I mean, looks like he's wearing undies out there.
I got some
underoos.
I got some good news, bad news on that front. The good news is Drew Pimmer's not doing that right now for Tennessee. Bad news is he did that at Bearden for 2 years.
Rick Barnes ain't letting that happen.
You don't think so?
You're not going to disrespect the game by rolling up into volleyball shorts.
We go to a basketball game at Bearden a couple years ago. I guess he was a junior. Maybe he only did a senior year. I don't know. At one point, we roll in for a Bearden basketball game. Girls game ends. Boys game. They come out to warm up. And then I'm like, what? It was the first time I'd ever seen it. And it's Drew Pimber, like the, you know, UT commit, the biggest star in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. Well, maybe one of the other Bearden guys said, but I'm like, what is this? I hadn't even seen the girls do it yet at this point.
I feel like they've been doing it for years. Like a decade. Not all of them. Not every girl. But a lot of girls wear the short shorts, tight shorts, and then roll them up.
Well, I mean, like one of the guys said on the viral clip that's going around, like, roll them up from the top to make them a little shorter, fine. But stuffing them up into your compression shorts.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you know, bigger. It was Jalen Rose. Bigger shorts, bigger buckets. Like,
amen to that. I like that. Yeah. I mean, they started the big shorts at Michigan when he was there.
Well, the Memphis kid in the, not the game against Oregon the other night, but the one before that, he missed like every shot he took. And they're like, it's because of these shorts.
Yeah, that's wrong. But if you roll them up from the top, the seam will start coming up and mess with you.
Crotch.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
Well, you've got spandex on.
The short shorts are the way to go. It helps you dribble through your legs easier. They don't get in the way when you're trying to jump. They don't get caught on your knee.
What are you doing?
I wore shorts above my knee.
You can. I mean, if they had told Nike, hey, give me the Rodman cut, they would do that for them. They don't have to roll them.
I don't understand how it's comfortable, though, to stuff them up into your compression shorts. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, it's
wearing some shorter shorts, okay, fine, whatever.
It's a lot of bunching.
But, like, why stuff them up underneath the end of the compression? That can't be comfortable. I mean, they're always messing with them.
They are. They can't leave them alone once they start doing that. Watch anybody who does that. They're constantly rolling them up and tuck. Yeah, it's just bad.
That Missouri girl, the really awful one. Remember that I got in a fight with Lady Vols last year after the game?
Yeah, I remember her. Did she do that?
She did that. It was so goofy looking.
If you say so.
I hope they make a comeback.
I think they
again, are. Short shorts are one thing. This is different. This is like modified.
Maybe they haven't cut them that short yet. Maybe they're not allowed to. Don't you have to be uniform across the board?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Rodman got his shorts cut short all the time.
They wear different sizes. I don't know how the length or the amount of cloth
have to be. They could get them hemmed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, can you hem these up for me? Yeah, sure. Yeah, we can do that. But LSU goes down. So Houston Crest Fan Club tweeted in, to recap the last week, hold on to your butts right here.
All right.
Tennessee beats Kentucky in football. The Lady Vols beat number 15 Notre Dame on the road. Tennessee beats Murray State with a dominant second half performance. Flip side, Florida loses to FSU. Matt Jones of Kentucky Sports Radio taken off the air. Bama loses to LSU. Bama basketball loses to Penn. Number one Kentucky loses at Rupp to Evansville.
Yeah.
Okay. Memphis loses to Oregon. LSU loses to VCU with people wearing FBI jackets in the stands. Then yesterday, Rick Barnes officially signs the best recruiting class in Tennessee basketball history.
Fourth best in the country.
That's a good week.
Fourth best in the country.
This is kind of like my birthday week still. That's a great birthday week.
Yeah. Is it still within a week of your birthday?
It was Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow is the end of my birthday. But today is the end of my birthday week.
Well, that's not. I mean, maybe it's a great birthday month for you.
Could be.
Maybe it's a great year. This year of Houston Crest is the year.
The summer of Chris. Just year in general, probably.
Can't wait for baseball coming up.
Oh, Tony Vitello.
I know.
Got the boys. Sneaky.
I just happened to be over there for their little orange and white game. The little five-game series a while back.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Went 5 games.
5-0?
Because when we were there, no, they play each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows me there's a lot of depth. One side won 3-2. I'm not sure which. We had to lose.
No, good close game.
Game
yeah.
5, yeah.
David tweets in, says the Snowvember has cleansed us.
Ah.
Early snow washed us white as a sheet.
All right.
It does feel good. Gino Auriemma, though, he did try to sack my Snowvember last night after they beat Vanderbilt with some comments about the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not wins and losses, though.
No. It's also giving everybody a chance to hate that guy again, yeah, which is true. I'm all for that. It's been a while. I got a story.
That's why we should have kept playing him.
I'll tell a story later about old Gino.
Yeah.
I've got a couple.
Tennessee's recruiting class is fourth, only behind Duke, Carolina, Kentucky. Ahead of, I thought this was kind of, Texas Tech and Virginia were 5-6.
Hey, Texas Tech, they're going to ride the wave of momentum from making the Final Four, making the final game last year.
Mm-hmm. Overtime.
It was a good game. I rewatched that recently.
Really?
Tariq Owens, man. He was good. Could have used him. Wish he hadn't transferred.
Yeah.
But again, LSU goes down, Florida goes down, Memphis goes down, Kentucky goes down. Tennessee dominates second half, beats Murray State. Vol football on a bye week after a 4-1 stretch over their last 5 games. Missouri gets Florida this weekend. Vanderbilt gets Kentucky. So you'll get Vanderbilt coming off a game against Kentucky at Neyland. Senior day. Eyes on the prize, boys. 2 wins, go 7-5. Make me right on my season prediction somehow. And everybody's sitting pretty. But yes, Washington on Saturday, 5 p.m.
5 o'clock Eastern from Scotiabank Arena on ESPN Plus, which you would have
the app.
You have to
pay for it. Not the app, ESPN Plus. You have to pay for it.
I'm saying it's an app. Like Netflix is an app for your TV.
Okay. Should we just have a watch party here at the station?
Dude, we don't have it. ESPN Plus here.
Yeah, somebody has it. I think John has it.
John has it?
Yeah.
So we're all going to go to John's house?
No, just watch it at the station. That's what he's saying.
But we should go to John's house. I like John's house.
If you want to invite yourself over and throw that out to the masses, then can go ahead.
That's what I'm doing. I'm inviting myself to John's house.
But not the listeners. I mean, without...
I don't know. That's up to John. That's up to John. I can invite myself to John's. I cannot invite the listeners to John's. Oh. I can't invite you guys to John's either, so you guys might want to talk to him.
You
I can invite
yourself.
Well, I mean, he hasn't accepted my invitation.
Do you have a standing invite?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just inviting myself, and he has to accept my invitation
to
myself.
It's like people who own a pool.
Yeah.
It gets kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll say, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime.
Just come on over.
You're like.
Oh, you show up with your towel. They're like, oh.
Do they really mean that?
It's like, it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday. What are you? You said anytime.
I'm going to party all day.
In November.
It's a heated pool. I was in the pool. ESPN pool. This is, I mean, I get it. They're doing exactly what the ACC Network did, putting Clemson on first night, making all these Clemson fans go buy the damn app. So stupid. Or channel, whatever. That's different. That's actually a channel. This is just dumb. It's a big game.
Yeah.
Putting us on an app. Give us the big network, buddy. I guess it's because there's football games on. They probably didn't have a lot of space as far as networks to put a basketball game on Saturday. So
like,
they
you know
said,
what? We got a Pac-12 team, an SEC team.
We got a new platform. We're really trying to get off the ground. This might be the perfect way to do it. All the Vol fans can convince themselves to buy it because they're going to want to watch this game. Then they can go watch all the episodes of Peyton's Places. So it might work out for them. They might make a little bank. Do you know there's a bundle with ESPN Plus, Disney, and Hulu that you can get $12.99 a month? It's unreal.
I heard about that yesterday somewhere. I can't remember where.
No, I didn't hear about that yesterday.
Disney Plus kept crashing yesterday, apparently.
It's 2 days in a row. Since it's launched, it has been it's been Crash City.
I know these games are a little different, but as far as some top 25 teams that are also being put on ESPN Plus this weekend, this includes Friday, but Monmouth at Kansas.
Kansas getting
number
the
number five team in the country.
Getting the ESPN Plus treatment.
Texas State at Baylor. That's another one on ESPN Plus.
Is Baylor supposed to be good this year?
They're ranked 24th in the country.
Okay.
They lost to Washington in a close one.
That's right.
Let's see here. That's all the top 25 games so far, and that includes Tennessee for this weekend.
Well, Wyoming versus Utah State is on ESPNU at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Football or basketball?
Football. But I would argue that since Tennessee football has a bye, like the basketball game would probably bring in more views than Wyoming and Utah State.
I would say yes.
Absolutely would.
Yeah. I would say in the grand scheme, Tennessee basketball versus Washington basketball, for people who want to watch sports, would rather watch Tennessee basketball versus Washington than Utah State, Wyoming.
Kansas, their next game on Tuesday, which is a Maui Jim Invitational. They are playing ETSU. That game is also on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, it's
could be worse.
It's not about views.
That game's on what day?
ESPNU and ESPN Plus.
That is next Tuesday.
It's about
they're putting them on ESPN Plus on a Tuesday, so maybe it's not just the
that's 8 o'clock too. So that's prime time.
Yeah, it's forcing people to have to buy it if they want to watch their favorite basketball team. It's annoying,
dirty.
Will Wade at VCU was 51-20. Made the NCAA tournament both years. I mean, I don't really know why they hate him there. I mean, like, you're VCU. Like, your coach is going to leave eventually.
Why couldn't we get on ESPN3? A lot of basketball games on ESPN3 on Saturday.
Because you don't have to buy it.
Memphis got ESPN3.
Yeah, Davey's right. I mean, they're just picking and choosing big games to, or at least big teams that they're on there.
LSU Nichols, 4 p.m. SEC Network. How is that possible?
Because they're picking big
But it's
teams.
SEC Network at 4 p.m. on a Saturday. How are they doing that? Is there not a football game on SEC Network at 4 p.m. on Saturday?
Well, CBS has a doubleheader national, so maybe not. Florida, Missouri.
I don't know. Then there's Arkansas, Montana SEC Network
Auburn,
at 5.
Georgia.
See, that could have been us right there. Arkansas, Montana, or Tennessee, Washington. I'm going to say Tennessee versus the Huskies.
And I'm trying to tell you it's because they want people to buy the ESPN Plus.
Nate, I'm obviously aware of what the game plan
is
here by ESPN Plus.
We'll put it on ESPN Plus, force people to buy it.
Yeah, I literally led the segment with that, but thank you for re-explaining my point to myself.
Well, you just keep asking a question that you've
already
answered.
I'm just saying there's other options, and I would have appreciated it more if I didn't have to buy an app or make all these extra arrangements in order to watch the game.
Yeah.
If John doesn't want me over and I show up just to watch the game anyway, like that's going to put stress on our work and friend relationship, and this is going to be all ESPN's fault. I might have to sue.
That's true. I mean, how much is a friend worth, really? I mean, if you...
Priceless. You can't put a price on good friendship.
Mental anguish.
That's not exactly true.
Well, there's friendships that are worth something, and then there's like me being friends with you, and that you could not put a price on. Priceless, as in free, as in I would pay nothing for it. which I have.
I
to
see
this
what
point.
You're trying to do.
Although I did buy some stuff for you yesterday.
You misspoke on that one, so
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. You did buy him some food yesterday. Yeah. That's nice of you.
So you're worth $20 to me, which I will be reimbursed for. So you're worth $20 to me tonight. Good job.
It was for the show. I'm not sure he.
Yeah, that was a work expense.
Really, we would have bought that for anyone sitting in that chair that drew.
I should have bought seven bad.
That's as
I should have bought seven bad items instead of five. Hudson. I tried to be fair.
You're just
never
mad
again.
Because I'm a good picker of random numbers.
Yeah, you're a really good guesser and random picker. That's for sure. You're so good at all that.
On this week's episode of Silicon Valley, they turned down $1 billion. Because the guy that was going to pay it is, like, you know, a criminal in Colombia or something. And the guy asked him, he goes, you can't put a price on ethics. He's like, I think you just did $1 billion.
Billion bucks.
Yeah.
Grant
put a price on friendship.
Grant tweets in and says he thinks it may have something to do with the Canadian TV rights since the game is in Canada. And what's their ESPN?
TSN.
TSN. The Sports Network. Very well thought out branding, the Sports Network.
I mean, it's the only one. So
I mean, they crush it.
It's Canadian land.
It's the only one.
No, they have five channels.
So TSN, one, TSN. Two, three, four, five?
No.
Kind of like ESPN? Yeah,
no kidding.
They have TSN U.
And I'm not sure if they're.
Do they have TSN Plus?
Five different feeds. Or if some of them are like if it's because of regional stuff. I never can figure that out. Because sometimes they'll say, yeah, like this will be airing on TSN 1, 3, and 5. Like the same thing. So I don't know if like maybe some parts of Canada only get TSN like 3 through 5 or 1 and 2. I don't know. It's strange. ESPN, I guess ESPN kind of has 1, 2, U, and SEC Network now. And ACC Network.
And
I mean,
3.
They kind of have 5. Well, 3 just means it's not going to be on TV. You got to launch the app. And they put as much stuff on ESPN 3
But that's
as they
a
want.
Different app.
It's all the same app.
No, Plus is a different app than the ESPN app because you have to pay for it.
No, it's not. You just log in.
I'm saying it's not the same. I have the ESPN app. I can't get ESPN Plus. It's a different app.
But if you bought it, you just log in. There's no different app.
How can you? I mean, I'm not saying you can't access it through the original app, but what I'm saying is it's an app within the app.
Is there's an ESPN Plus app?
Within the ESPN app, if you have ESPN Plus, that's
you're
how you
really stretching
it.
That it's you're never wrong thing right app. Now.
It is. It's an app within an app.
It's Appception. Not. It's not.
It is. It's just like there's just layers to it. Like I can't. What do you? What? Who cares?
You open
a,
the
but
ESPN
what do you,
app.
Right, and then you have to log into ESPN Plus.
Right,
no. Which is a secondary. You don't have to log in. You just have it, and they just know that it's you.
No, I mean, you initially have to log in, but if you've already bought it, you're not having to log in a second time.
Right.
I'm just saying it's a separate, like, wing of the
app.
House.
That makes
yes,
no
it
sense.
Is. Like,
it's just
it's a completely
within
different
the same
thing.
App. It's like when you download an app and they're like, would you like the free version with ads or would you like to pay for the premium? We'll remove the ads. It's the same app. No one
no,
would say
that's two
different, separate apps.
It is two apps.
No, it's
the
not.
One that's free and the one you pay for. It's. I mean, they can call it. In fact, most of them, it is two separate apps.
Sometimes it is. But that actually proves my point, because with ESPN, you can't go into the app store and find the two different apps, the premium one or the one that's free.
I think you're mistaking like a developed app for the word application, which is what I'm saying. Like it's a separate application within. Like, I don't know why you're like, oh, yeah, now you're thinking. No, like I'm just saying it's a different thing. It's a separate avenue. It's like a wing in the house. Yes, it's all the house, but there's different rooms in it. It's a separate room in the house.
Agree or disagree?
Fantasy has their own app, develop app. That's like a different wing in the house.
Thank you.
To ESPN.
No, that,
there's
that,
a developed
that
app.
That's yes. A different app.
Yeah.
There is no ESPN Plus app. That was my point. That's all I was saying. I was just trying to make sure the listeners knew that they didn't have to go download a separate app to watch the game on Saturday.
I just typed in ESPN Plus in the App Store, and the ESPN app came up.
Right.
Application, not developed app for your phone.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Pick up some Truly Hard Seltzer for the weekend. Tennessee, Washington, 5 o'clock.
On ESPN Plus.
Right.
a separate thing from your cable provider. So, good luck with that.
Yeah.
$12.99 bundle.
I think in my TV it still calls it. No, it doesn't. It's just ESPN. I used to use the Watch ESPN app even in the TV. And then eventually it like ate the ESPN app like ate it. Like it just.
But apparently there is an ESPN3 app for your TV. Separate from ESPN. In case you want to get more confused and dive down the app rabbit hole. So everything for ESPN is not under the same original app. There are other apps within the app and separate apps from the app. I feel like they could really streamline this.
Well, that's what they try to do. The problem is the ESPN app is the worst out of all of these.
Been saying it for years, man.
The old ESPN3 app that Houston Crest Fan Club sent in. The Watch ESPN app that eventually, like, I used that thing till the last day instead of. It kept alerting me on the phone every time I go to the Watch ESPN app. Hey, you know, you can access the same content through the ESPN app under the Watch tab. And I'm like, no, I'm going to keep using the Watch ESPN app. And eventually they're like, okay, this is the last day for this thing. Like, it's going to go away. And on the TV, it actually, like, they just deleted it right off the, you know. I got one that's a Samsung smart platform and others the Roku. And the Watch ESPN one just disappeared. You just could not use it anymore.
So my phone still has the Watch ESPN app, and when you click it, if I'm not mistaken, it just says, action required. This app is no longer available, even though the app is open behind the warning.
That's funny.
It says, please download the ESPN app to stream your favorite sports team. And then the only thing you can do is go to ESPN app. But then it leaves the Watch ESPN app open. To drain my battery.
Sad.
How many games over under will we have on ESPN Plus? David wants to know because he doesn't want to buy the app for just one game.
No, I think this is it. I think this is it. Hang on.
This will be it.
I'm pretty sure.
Unless they snake us down the road.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, TVs. It's still better. I mean, what was a pay-per-view game back in the day? Wasn't it like?
Oh, it was a lot, right?
Like there was
Could
a game.
It be as much as $100?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a game, Tennessee-Arkansas. Back in the day, and we bought it on pay-per-view, and my whole family came over, like people that we normally went to games with, but because it was so expensive, we didn't want to all watch it separately in our different. Because I think it was $100, so I think we just split it, and everybody came over and watched it.
Oh no!
What are you? No, I don't like that sound. What are you doing?
Well, I'm not sure. The Florida State game's on CBS Sports Network.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
Does
the
everybody
other one.
Get that?
No,
do you get that?
That's an app. That's a pay for.
It's not in any cable packages?
It is.
But not the.
But not all of them.
The second game of that's to be determined in terms of TV. I don't think anything else. Now, when it says SEC Network Plus, that's okay. That's not premium. That just means you got to watch the app, but it'll be there for free.
No
that's
other games.
Jacksonville State.
Are listed as ESPN Plus at the moment.
Yeah.
But they haven't set a channel for the Kansas game. As far as big time ones.
No, it says ESPN or ESPN2.
Okay.
Well, with what I'm with on UT's website. Mississippi State's to be determined, Alabama. Actually, yeah, I guess.
LSU, January 4th. I don't see a location listed for that one.
I think we're looking at different spots. Let me check. January 4th. That says ESPN2 or ESPNU.
Okay.
So I don't think this is going to happen again unless it's some February SEC game, like at Mississippi State or at Alabama, but or Arkansas. Those are the only three I'm seeing that are completely just up in the air. All of our other games, especially the big three late, all say ESPN or ESPN2. This is all on.
I can live with that.
Website.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
This
you can't cancel any time. I checked into that the other day.
So I could pay the $6.99, watch the game, end it.
Yeah.
I guess you might as well keep it for a month.
Do they have a free trial or no?
No.
Disney Plus has a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, you might as well do that.
I guess if you did that
Could I
way.
Do the Disney Plus bundle trial?
And I think so.
Might need to look into that. So if I can do the ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu bundle 7-day trial... I could start it today, watch the game, and then, no thank you.
Yep.
There we go. Free. It's a lot of information. I'm going to have to enter, like, credit card, address.
It's going to be on TSN. You just get, like, a TSN bootleg feed.
Can you stream TSN for free?
No.
In the United States?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How have you tried?
This all goes back to my addiction to watching the Canadian Curling Championships. The Watch ESPN app used to put those TSN broadcasts in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great because it was such a random sport that I never had to worry about it being spoiled. So all winter, like the event takes a couple weeks, whatever, but all winter, I could just start watching the first, you know, the opening rounds, and I could watch them over
weeks.
Does
ESPN own TSN?
Yes, and weeks and weeks, and no one would ever spoil it, and it was always right there, and it was always on TSN.
They own TSN?
Yes.
Then just give me that. What are you doing? I was like, I hope they did, because I was like, that's the exact same font on the TSN as
TSN
ESPN.
Really
I was
ripped
like,
off
man,
ESPN here.
It's like the,
no, it's the same thing.
They have the golden arches. Mine are the golden arcs. They have two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I don't know.
My buns have no seeds. They have McDonald's. I'm McDowell's.
I don't know why the Big Mac song did this, because it's not really the time for a Big Mac, but now I'm hungry.
You should get a
There's
big...
There's some pork brains and milk gravy out there.
Good point by you, Davey.
They have the Big Mac. I have the Big Mick. 2407 Queens Boulevard. Sorry, done now.
Did you ever watch The Founder
movie? That's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Was it good? Founder?
It was...
what was it about? It was, oh, was that the one about McDonald's?
Yeah. It was good.
I wanted to see that.
It was
kind of like
good and different.
Who was the director?
I don't remember.
Tim Burton?
No.
Okay. Tim Burton loves Michael Keaton. I just wasn't sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Burton, big Michael Keaton guy.
It didn't feel like a Tim Burton.
Felt like Michael Keaton kind of meh for a while, and then he's back. He's back. He's doing good stuff. The original Batman.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Not the original, like Adam West Batman. The original motion picture,
that
not
wasn't
based
good,
on
good
the comic cart. What?
Michael Keaton Batman. Did you like that?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? Huh. I mean, I like the Adam West Batman, but it's kind of more of a joke. It's like more of the comic book.
Yeah, at like least, the Boom Pow.
Yeah. But at least, you know, Tim Burton and the original Batman, like that gave us Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Like, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Gave us Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. It gave us
I guess it's more I don't
Oswald
mean necessarily
Cobblepot.
Just in my head when I think Batman, I don't think Michael Keaton. Like that's not
Who do you think? You think Christian Bale?
I do now. Yeah. I don't know if that's
No,
good
I
or
think
bad.
Christian Bale's probably been the best overall. Better than Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Affleck was a better Bruce Wayne than he was a Batman.
I think he was a really good Bruce Wayne. I thought he was a fine Batman. I mean, if you're Batman, you gotta just wear a suit and just talk like this. Anybody can do that. I like Christian Bale's Batman.
The Founder is 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't know it was
that. That's a good. That's
of.
A hey, that the fact that you brought it up and it's over 80 on Rotten Tomatoes, that backs you right up.
Does it?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. It's tough to get over 80 on Rotten Tomatoes.
The Michael Keaton character is obviously the
Founder.
The Founder.
Yeah, I got it.
But the most interesting part of it to me was not his arc, but of the guys that actually started McDonald's, because he's not the actual inventor of the concept.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson set to play the next Batman.
Is that true? Like, did he get it officially? I thought they might be walking that back. Also, Christian Bale allegedly said he'll never do another one, but I would really like to see Christian Bale get one more crack at it.
It was Mac and Dick McDonald.
It started McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, that adds up. Yeah.
They got
Mac and Dick?
Yeah.
So Mac McDonald?
I can't remember. I think that was just a nickname.
Oh, because McDonald's.
Yeah.
Is it Mac or Mc?
It's McDonald.
MC?
MC.
MC, okay.
And little C, big D.
Apparently they got Paul Dano to play the Riddler. Zoe Kravitz will be
that
playing
will be interesting.
Catwoman,
Dano as the Riddler could be really good. I really liked him in There Will Be Blood. I think he could be a really good villain.
It's Ray Kroc. That's what everybody thinks. Like started him.
Ray Kroc.
Yeah, that's,
you're full of it.
Andy Serkis is
that's
set
the
to play
Keaton
Alfred
character.
Who's that?
Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
He usually does like a he's Gollum, and he was also in some Marvel stuff recently.
It's funny you mentioned
that's a weird Alfred.
It's funny you mentioned Christian Bale saying he won't do it, but kind of some of that going on in the latest big college football coaching circles. We'll hit that next. Stick with us right here.
No, sports, whatever. Three it's bye week.
Final segment, hour number one of the program.
Caleb has requested we talk about sports.
Dude. Oh, no, Caleb.
The Batman talk was all Nate's fault, bringing up the founder. Then we got off on Michael Keaton and then Christian Bale and then...
You sung the Big Mac song. That just made me hungry. Why did you sing the Big Mac song?
I didn't.
Well, you spoke it.
We were talking about
he was quoting.
We were talking about TSN knocking off ESPN,
right.
And yeah. I was like, "Yeah, like McDowell's and
the
Coming
Arcs,
to America."
Yeah,
yeah, Arches and Arcs and Big Mick and
yeah.
No Sesame Seed Buns
right.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah, TSN being the same as ESPN.
I was just gonna say, if they aren't owned by ESPN, they are working very hard to look just like ESPN.
I feel like it'd be easier to get a bootleg stream of TSN than of ESPN Plus. Although, Davey,
I don't know. We'll
Davey
see.
Had a listener just Periscope ACC Network for him so he could watch Duke the other night. So
shouts out, David.
No names, man. Yeah. We can't get anybody busted.
Yeah, go with D or something like that.
I could just be talking about myself.
You don't call yourself David. You call yourself Davey.
That's what my legal name is.
What do you do? Just like FaceTime you and then?
No.
Periscope.
He just
FaceTime someone then.
Yeah, don't put it out on the internet.
Yeah,
yeah.
He pairs. Well, I mean,
it might eat a lot.
Any of us
might eat
watch.
A lot of data. Could I don't know.
I mean, people are gonna be doing that for this basketball game, right?
We should do that.
Can you imagine?
We should launch the Suck It Canada live stream on a private Periscope. Charge $1.
The problem is, we're an actual company.
We'd
get busted because we're too big.
Yeah.
But just one individual out there, you're good to go, I'm sure.
What if it was me, the individual? So I start a Twitter account.
Yeah. When you have a Twitter
you
account.
You Venmo me $1. Send me your @. I allow you as a friend. Mm. I Periscope the game.
Just you use your burner.
Obviously.
Using Grass Fan account.
It'd have to be... No, okay. It'd have to be a private account. That's what I'm saying. I have to start a private account.
Yeah.
Make $1 pay for it, and then maybe make a little extra on top. It's called capitalism.
Just make it private.
Oh my gosh, he really doesn't listen. I thought we just joked about
I'm
that.
I'm having a conversation with him, and he's not listening, and says exactly what I just said to him back to me as if it's his idea.
I like to just reiterate things.
Hey, if you make it private, then no one you can just invite people.
Well, apparently there's a bundle. There's a bundle for $12.99 where you can get ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu.
And Hulu. Oh, yeah.
It's in the
That's
bundle.
Good. In the
There's
bundle.
A bundle.
Uh-huh.
You can watch Seinfeld on Hulu. You wouldn't have
Is
to borrow.
Seinfeld on Hulu?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to borrow Houston's.
Still waiting on those.
Making a note on my hand. It's an S for Seinfeld. Tomorrow, you're going to have the box set.
He's gonna do something else random today that starts with an S.
Which coach was it who would always write on their hand, like, notes about a recruit?
Mark Richt.
That's what it was. Okay.
It was the coordinator, wasn't it?
No, it was Mark Richt.
It was Mark Richt?
Yeah. Because he, like, didn't know Eric Berry's name.
I thought it was, like, Schottenheimer or whatever.
I mean, they might have been him, but apparently Richt did it, too. Like, Richt didn't know who Eric Berry was. At a visit.
But who did they lose?
Yeah, Bush didn't know who Justin Fields was.
Eric Berry, I think. I mean,
a quarterback. It was specifically a quarterback.
Well, I do know that Eric Berry, when Mark Richt didn't know who he was like, well, I am not going to Georgia. And I don't think that's Eric Berry being, like, conceited. I just think that's like, okay.
Yeah, you didn't
I'm a five-star athlete in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. You don't even know who I am.
Well, Nike did that with Steph Curry. They had the pitch to kind of like get him locked up long term for a shoe deal, and whoever was giving it like didn't make sure that the PowerPoint presentation was actually right, and so it had like Kevin Durant's name in there instead of being for like Steph Curry. And so afterwards, Dell and Steph were just like, "Yep, we're not going with Nike." And of course, he's made Under Armour tons and tons of money since
then. And vice versa.
I remember DJ Burns having a story where he went to South Carolina. Maybe it might have been. It was either South
they called
Carolina
him Zion
or yeah. Clemson.
The,
yeah.
The student section was like Zion, Zion. He's like, "Nope, I'm DJ." He had a big night the other night off the bench for
Winthrop.
Yeah, he had like 10 and 10 or something.
Beat somebody good.
I mean, wouldn't you take that as a compliment?
That you look like Zion?
Yeah. It's like, hey, you're the best player in the generation to come through college.
No, because they don't know who you are.
They're just hoping you're Zion, but you're not.
Yeah. Then they'd
That's
be
not Zion.
Yeah, they'd be disappointed if you committed there, and then they went, yeah.
What were you saying about coaches before the break?
Did you see Bob Stoops? Not Mark. Bob Stoops.
Bob Stoops.
Went on a radio program.
In?
It was somewhere random. Got asked, though, obviously, about Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, you know, he had been kind of saying, I hadn't talked to anybody. He said, you never know what the Lord has in store for you.
It's true.
You also.
He's not wrong. I just. There's a little Hugh Freeze action there. I don't love it.
He said, tomorrow, next year, just don't know. He was in Central Texas on Wednesday afternoon. He was asked about the rumors and the possibility of getting back into college after retiring as Oklahoma's head coach in 2017. He said, quote, well, you never know what the Lord is going to bring you. Everybody wants you to define your life at every age. At 50, they wanted to know what I was going to do the rest of my life. And at 55, and now at 59, that's how old he is now, everyone thinks you got to, you know, who knows what I'll be doing next year or the year after.
You got to, you know, who knows.
You don't know what you're going to be doing next year. And the good Lord is the only one who knows. We'll see where things end up for me. And then this 24/7 Sports article continues. Stoops is considered FSU's top target as it looks to replace Willie Taggart. The 59-year-old previously denied that he was a candidate for the FSU job. But several sources have told Knowles 24/7 that the two sides have been in negotiations for much of the last 10 days. So at least
Well, they fired Taggart, and now they can talk to him. Because before, wasn't that the issue? Like, I'm not going to talk to anybody that has a... Didn't he say that? I'm not talking to any team
that
has a coach.
Yeah. Somebody said that.
And now that he's fired, he's like, well, we'll see what the Lord has for me. And if it's $6 million a year, I'm taking it.
Apparently, he was on this interview because he's the coach and general manager of the Dallas Renegades, the XFL.
That would make sense as to why the interview took place in Texas.
Right.
So he's not out, but he's maybe not in.
They've been negotiating for 10 days, it says. Sources.
Per sources.
Per sources.
That'd be a pretty good hire. It'd be a big name. Yeah. I feel like you're going to stabilize. Yeah. You're going to get back to, you know, at least above mediocre.
And no one realizes how young the dude. I mean, 59, that's nothing.
No, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
In fact, I would almost argue that.
I wonder if they would they let him put together the staff. Because I was listening to Chance the other day. Apparently, Willie Taggart did not get to put together and bring in the staff that he wanted at Florida State.
KB
I felt like he had a pretty good staff.
He did have it. He had an all-star staff.
I don't know. It's always like I never understand at this level why you would hire a guy and then why that guy would take the job if he wasn't going to be allowed to assemble his own staff. Like, that's why Tennessee didn't get David Cutcliffe, because they wanted him, he wanted this, and they said, but you can't bring your staff. We've got some guys that we want to keep, and we don't like some of your staff. And he's like, no, if I come, I'm bringing my whole staff. They said, no. He said, sorry. See ya. I just don't know. Like, you're going to pay the guy that much money. Why would you not want him to have exactly what he wants? Especially if he's having success. I get it if it's like a first-time head coach or something, but even Fulmer has let Pruitt put together his own staff. Now, he may have had some input, like, hey, you know, T. Martin really wants to get back, and he's a pretty good coach, and played for me, and I mean, maybe interview him, but I don't think Philip Fulmer's like, you have to hire this guy.
If you're I can see the gray area. I mean, if you hire Butch Jones, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to bring all these guys that aren't really good enough for the SEC. And you're like, well, I mean, we got some other guys that might want to stay, or we could get in here. Like, you know, you might want to keep Sam Pittman.
But the problem there is you hired Butch Jones.
I agree.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I guess that.
The problem with Florida State is they hired Willie Taggart.
And then didn't let him bring in his own.
So it doesn't work either way. You just need to hire a good head coach and have good assistants, however that happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree, because that's a good point by you. Like, hiring Butch Jones and then saying, yeah, bring in your own staff. He probably could have used some input. But that's the thing when you don't have an athletic director who understands football.
Right.
Whereas Philip Fulmer understands football. And Philip Fulmer probably said, yeah, we're going to let you hire your own staff. By the way, you can pay them whatever you want because we need ballers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go get Derek Ansley. You go get Jim Chaney. I dare say there's going to be a couple more moves made this offseason to, once again, upgrade the staff. I'm okay with that.
Well, to bring this full circle, DJ Burns coming off the bench for Winthrop. They went to St. Mary's in California,
upset.
Number 18th ranked team in the country. St. Mary's had already beaten somebody good, too, I thought, earlier in the season. And Winthrop wins 61-59. And to tie it all to the Hour 1 topics, you know who really gets punished by this ESPN Plus stuff?
Who?
All these smaller schools. All their games are on ESPN Plus. I mean, like, every Winthrop game this season almost is on ESPN Plus.
But that was the initial plan. It's like, Oh, you like obscure sports or not Power 5 teams? ESPN Plus is for you.
Well, they sell it to the small schools' fan bases like, hey, you had games that weren't even on TV. We're going to give you more exposure now. You just got to pay for it.
For only $6.99 a month.
Beat Wisconsin in overtime.
And that's what
game
it was.
One.
Wisconsin, not, you know, I mean, they're on our schedule. That's why I was paying attention to it.
Wait, Wisconsin already lost?
To St. Mary's. Who lost to Winthrop?
St. Mary's was the 18th team in the country.
St. Mary's is good.
No, I know. I guess I thought Wisconsin was going to be really good, too.
DJ Burns has scored 8 points, and 12 points.
12 off the bench in the win over St. Mary's, right?
Yeah.
How many rebounds did he have?
One.
Huh?
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
Man, I remember watching his highlights. He does have some good offensive moves around the basket, but one rebound at 6'9", 6'10". Well, good job, Rick. We got him into shape. We taught him how to score. And he goes and does it for Winthrop.
Well, drugs.